Good morning, Bridget, Nancy.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So the campaign ends, the campaign begins. Governor Chris Christie is in Arizona this week. Now he's back. He's running for maybe president. And just when we thought, okay, maybe we'd get a break, nope, not a chance.
Exactly. I mean, he was all over the national media all week, and he hardly even made a public appearance. He spent the week behind closed doors, and finally our reporter Matt Katz caught up with him as he had given up trying to find Christie and was leaving the building. He ran into him in the hallway. Christie acknowledged and said that he had spent the week meeting with funders and Republican governors behind closed doors. This was a tremendous week for him. He has George W. Bush surprise the Republican governors and show up for lunch on the day that he's inducted as chair of the Republican Governors Association. You know, and now, and then, and he talks about how he's going to get all these Republican governors reelected in 2014, and then that's his focus. He's able to build a national base and focus on 2014 and getting governors reelected at the same time.
He doesn't really seem to think there's a downside to, you know, sort of being an unannounced candidate, does he?
Well, and he spent a lot of time on the road, not doing the work of the governor of New Jersey leading up to the 2012 elections. And then he was on his own campaign trail these last few months. So I think as New Jersey residents start to have Lieutenant Governor Kim Guandano as their governor more and more day in and day out when Christie's out of the state, we'll see. We'll see if there's any kind of pushback. So far, there hasn't been.
So we have Governor Chris Christie entering kind of stage right, maybe. And then we have Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who once toyed with the idea of being president, exiting the stage of the mayoralty. And he has been just trying to button it up this week. He had a huge press announcement that the budget was balanced, first ever in history. He had another press announcement this week about how spectacular his streets program has been.
There's certainly an effort to frame his legacy by the mayor himself. And, you know, I think at this point people are trying to get his take on what has this whole mayoral campaign been about. And so he was on his weekly radio show with John Gambling yesterday, and this is how he framed the mayor's race.
Not so much anti-Bloomberg or anti-establishment. It was a change. Just want to change. And you say, well, change what? I don't know. I want to change. Why? Just time for change. And I liken it to hemlines.
Not the affordability crisis. It's a
stop and frisk.
Not stop and frisk. We're talking about fashion. I'm going to guess that de Blasio supporters would probably disagree that it was something a little bit more substantive to the change. And so we had Mayor-elect de Blasio laying out more details about his transition this week. He announced 60 more members of his transition committee down at that transition tent.
And he was a happy, happy man down at that transition tent. I mean, he could not have looked more like a pig in pig excrement. I mean, he was very ecstatic to be, I mean, this was in some ways, other than his initial announcement, this was his, you know, one of his first mayoral quote-unquote press conferences, and he just had dozens of tripods and all kinds of reporters and supporters yelling things at him.
He's also making it very clear that when it comes to the decisions that are, you know, to be made about who's going to be part of his administration, he's making those decisions. We had a really interesting thing happen last week. I was on the Brian Lehrer Show with Ozzie Paber of Capital New York. We were talking about prospective police commissioners and the fact that public advocate-elect Letitia James had said publicly that she was supporting Chief Philip Banks, one of the people that de Blasio has said he is considering. And so de Blasio was asked, you know, is her endorsement something that you're going to consider?
I'm not paying attention to that public discourse around the candidates. That's not how I make my decision. I respect it. But I make my decision based on looking at candidates' records.
So the mayor-elect plans to make his own decision. Thank you very much.
This is interesting because he's, you know, been sort of, I guess, some of his detractors have tried to say, oh, he comes out of the Dinkins administration. What can we expect? Well, Bill de Blasio is acting like he intends to be very decisive, which is more in some ways like Bloomberg than like Dinkins. That will be a fascinating dynamic to watch. Thanks so much, Nancy. Bridget?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at Nancy Solomon 2, and at Andrea WNYC.